This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Every day, 5 million commuters ride the Hong Kong Metro. Human commuters, that is. Because there are countless more microbes riding the trains, too.
Yes, it seems that they are also riding the metro to move around without paying a ticket.
Yanni Panayoto is a systems biologist at the University of Hong Kong and the Hans Knoll Institute in Germany. He and his team tracked the ebb and flow of microbes in the Hong Kong metro by swabbing 6 volunteer commuters' palms as they commuted both day and night through the city's 8 urban lines. DNA sequencing revealed a lot of harmless skin and soil microbes, but also other germs that harbored antibiotic resistance genes. And while some trains had unique microbial fingerprints in the morning, like an above-ground line running near a polluted river that had more aquatic and sewage-related species, by the evening commute, the microbial footprint of all lines was nearly the same. In other words, microbes wind up commuting too. The studies in the journal Cell reports. The authors also hypothesize that cross-contamination can occur between regions with different antibiotics use or guidelines. For example, tetracycline is common on mainland China's pig farms, and it was the line crossing into Hong Kong from mainland China that shuttled the most tetracycline resistance genes into the city each morning, where they then dispersed throughout the entire system. Panayoto says people shouldn't be worried too much about it, though. It's not a serious health risk.
Having said that, it's a good idea to wash your hands after you're back at home.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.